Now, these days, technology is being used, well, everywhere. It's right around the world to support older people to remain in their homes for longer. Some of the more dramatic developments include robots, would you believe, used as personalised home companions. The more simplistic things are aids such as telehealth services, fall prevention, flooring and TV monitoring systems. Now, many assisted living technologies, however, are used to replace human contact, and they don't always meet the main needs of the older person for companionship. So even with all of these developments, you still have to realise that face-to-face interaction can never be understated. Third Age is a not-for-profit organisation with their headquarters located at Summerhill in County Meath. AgeWell, by the way, by Third Age, combines face-to-face visits to older people with 21st century technology and then promotes their health and their well-being. Avril Heavey is the Third Age AgeWell programme manager, and currently they are recruiting AgeWell companions. Avril, good morning to you. I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming in to us. Can I very quickly ask you, firstly, what is Third Age?
Third Age is a non-profit organisation, and we have many national programmes such as Senior Line, which your listeners may be familiar with, and Fáilte Isteach. And AgeWell, the new programme which we're going to talk about today, is a very good fit for Third Age because it's to empower older people in the community and to, you know, connect them with other people in the community. And AgeWell is a 9-month pilot programme being run by Third Age in partnership with the HSC. And like you were saying, Paul, it combines good old-fashioned face-to-face visitation with older people in their homes, but also with the aid of up-to-date technology in the form of an app. And what that looks like on a day-to-day basis is that as Third Age, we would be employing people who are over the age of 50, men and women, to become what we call AgeWell companions. And those AgeWell companions will go into other older people's homes in the community, which we call clients. And the clients will have already signed up for the programme. And they will go in on a weekly basis for 1 hour and also give 2 phone calls to that client per week. And it's just to connect with them all, to provide companionship. But also what we call it is a care model. Because not only is it a befriending service, it also closes the loop. Because when the AgeWell companion goes into the client, they go in with an app, which they will be trained on also. And on the app, they will go through what we call the 20-20, which is 20 observations and 20 questions. And they might be things like observing, is Mary a little bit wobbly on her, more wobbly on her feet than she was maybe 2 weeks ago? Or you might ask Mary, like, are you eating well? Are you able to go out and get your food? And that information would be fed back to me and my team in Third Age.
Through the app.
And we would look at that and say, what is it that we need to put in place to keep that person living independently in their own home for as long as possible? And they could be very simple fixes, like, for instance, linking them in with their local Meals on Wheels. Or it could be letting them know about their local pharmacy can deliver a blister pack for the medications, because as we know, with medications changing all the time, with generic forms of medications, it can become quite confusing for anybody indeed what medications are there. It's not that we would be advising them what medications to take because we're not caregivers. However, we could guide them into talking to the pharmacist about getting a blister pack to push out for their morning medications, their midday medications, their nighttime medications, where they don't have to be thinking about the new medications that are coming in all the time. So it looks at evolving health things that might be going on that might escalate to try and stop those and put in quick fixes at an early phase.
Can I get some background to the AgeWell program? Because initially I understand AgeWell Global began as a befriending project in South Africa, and it's found its way to Ireland, and I know it has the partnership with the HSE. So
yeah,
briefly a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, AgeWell is... it's the brainchild of a guy by the name of Dr. Mitch Besser. He's a South African gynecologist. And he started up a program in South Africa called Mothers to Mothers. And that became a peer-to-peer befriending service also, where he matched mothers with HIV with other mothers with HIV. And with that peer companionship there, it really helped the health outcomes for both the mothers with HIV and the children of those mothers with HIV. And he just looked at that model and said, where else could I apply that model? What other areas of healthcare? And that's where AgeWell was born, the idea of a peer-to-peer companionship service or care model for older people. And there were very successful pilots run in South Africa, and there are quite a few being run in the United States at the moment, and a very successful pilot, and it's just got more further funding in Limerick as well. So this is the first one up this end of the country that's being started up, and amongst the first in Europe, which we're very excited about, because it really has such good benefits for not only the clients receiving the service, but also the AgeWell companions, the people who are aging well and living well. It also gives them a focus, maybe it could be retired people, to go out and have a weekly purpose, and it's a paid role. It is a paid role for AgeWell companions.
Before we started our conversation, we were speaking just off air briefly about how the older people aren't ignorant by any stretch of the imagination in terms of technology. They're very, very, I suppose, open to change. But in some ways, is society working against older people in a certain way? You have self-service banking. We're talking about self-service libraries at the minute. Fewer post offices, more things moving online, rural transport. So you have a fairly tricky job, haven't you?
Well, it's kind of linking the two. What we do, we have a very, we have a training session for the AgeWell companions, training them on the app. It's a week-long training. It's quite intensive, but very interesting. And it's to ensure the AgeWell companions absolutely are certain about what they have to do and how they do it when they go out there. Also, what's really important is the AgeWell companions are really well supported, because we have weekly meetings. So every week we might look at, what do we need to do training on this week? Do we need to look at, you know, the phone or the app and further training in relation to that? Do we need to, is somebody visiting somebody who's just lost a spouse? You know, do we need to do some training on maybe some bereavement and how to deal with somebody who's just been bereaved? So we look at all the time what needs to be done to make it an effective service all the time.
Now, the catchment area, I believe, is South Meads.
It is indeed, yeah.
How long will it run for?
It's a 9-month pilot programme.
And you're currently inviting applicants from, I suppose,
from the South Mead area. So, I mean, the area that the pilot's covering is like Summerhill, Trim, Athboy, Enfield, Clonard, Bolivar, Kildare, Kilcock, that sort of area. Now, people can from outside the area are more than welcome to apply also to become an AgeWell companion. However, they would need to be willing to travel to the South Meath area. The pilot is just for the South Meath area. But, you know, who knows, with the success of the pilot, that could spread, you know, fingers crossed.
With the closing seconds that we have, how important is it that you've partnered up with the HSE? Because I understand this is tying in with primary care.
Absolutely. It's absolutely wonderful. And the support from the HSE is fabulous. And they can really see a need for this service, because it's almost like people were falling between two stools, because research has shown that maybe loneliness and isolation has had, you know, dramatic effects on people's, not only their physical health, but their emotional and mental health. And they can see this as a really value-added service to add on to the HSE, which is wonderful.
Avril, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very, very much for coming in. You did very well. Thank you indeed.
Thank you.
Now, Third Age, they're currently recruiting AgeWell companions. It's a paid role, by the way, which we didn't touch on, but you can find out more when you contact Third Age. Actually, Avril, very quickly, yes?
I'm just running information sessions. If anybody's interested in becoming an AgeWell companion, I'm running information sessions today at 2:30 in the Third Age Centre in Summerhill. And also the very last one is next Tuesday at 2:30. Yeah.
Okay, I was just actually going to come to that, but no, you're okay, the thumbs up are there. So if you happen to be over 50, you've got the excellent communication and interpersonal skills, you have to be reliable and trustworthy, very important. A full driver's license, your own transport, please do go along to the AgeWell Companion Information Session. It's taking place today, Tuesday, today at 2:30 in the Third Age Centre in Summerhill, also on the 16th at 2:30, that also being at Tuesday. And you can contact Avril, she's the programme manager there for AgeWell, at 0877435361, and you can get more details there from Avril. Avril, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you.